Good evening, and welcome to CJNU Presents Steely Dan. I'm Scott Belknaves. Those of you who listen to my show, Polyester Dreams, on Saturday night here on CJNU, know that I love Steely Dan. I quite often end my program with a Steely Dan tune. Steely Dan is one of the 1970s ultimate headphones band. You know, the kind of band that you just put on the headphones, sit back, and listen. A band whose production values were so good, a band's commitment to its craft so exacting, that when you would go into an audio equipment retailer to buy a new stereo in the late 70s and into the 1980s, they'd demo the stereo with a Steely Dan album or CD. Complex melodies, subtle lyrics, no static at all. Steely Dan is great music. And over the next hour here on CJNU, I'll give you a retrospective of all the band's albums, from their 1970 debut album, Can't Buy a Thrill, to their final 2003 album, Everything Must Go. The core, the heart and soul of Steely Dan, is the duo of Walter Becker and Donald Fagen. The pair met at Bard College, a small, private, liberal arts college in Annandale-on-Hudson in New York State in 1967. They worked together in several small groups, even at one point having future comedian Chevy Chase on drums. After several gigs over a five-year period working as songwriters and session musicians together, they eventually ended up being staff songwriters at ABC Records. Management realized that their songs were too complex for the other artists at ABC Records, and ABC encouraged them to form a band. Teaming up with guitarists Denny Deas and Jeff Skunk Baxter, drummer Jim Hodder, and singer David Palmer, they were signed on as Steely Dan, a name they appropriated from a certain steam-powered sexual device mentioned in William S. Burroughs' novel, Naked Lunch. This naughty, cheeky, inside literary reference would come to symbolize the pair's songwriting style. Highbrow, lowbrow humor. Their debut album, Can't Buy a Thrill, was released in 1972. It was a commercial success, peaking at number 17 on the Billboard album charts. It spawned several hits, eventually reaching platinum sales. Do It Again, Fire in the Hole, and this song, which reached number 11 on the Billboard singles. Here's Reelin' in the Years.
I can't understand.
Are you reeling in the years, stowing away the time? Are you gathering up the tears? Have you had enough of mine? Are you reeling in the years, stowing away the time? Are you gathering up the tears?
In all the time I've known you, I still don't know what you mean. The weekend in the college didn't turn out like you planned. The things that pass for knowledge I can't understand.
Are you reeling in the years, stowing away the time? Are you gathering up the tears? Have you had enough of mine? Are you reeling in the years, stowing away the time? Have you had enough of mine?
money and I spend a lot of time. The trip we made to Hollywood is etched upon my mind. After all the things we've done and seen, you find another man. The things you think are useless, I can't understand.
Are you reeling in the years? Stowing away the time? Are you gathering up the keys? Have you had enough of mine? Are you reeling in the years? Stowing away the time? Are you gathering up the keys? Have you had enough of mine?
Becker and Fagen were masters at the subtle and the sly. An example of this is Kings from Can't Buy a Thrill. Although seemingly about the death of King Richard the Lionhearted, another interpretation put forward by some people is the comparison between Richard Nixon and a hearkening back to the glory days of John F. Kennedy. Which is it? Like a lot of Steely Dan's music, what you get out of it says far more about you than about the band. Raise up your glass to good King John. Here's Kings.
King Richard, ring out the bells, his name lives on.
1973 saw Steely Dan's release of their second studio album, Countdown to Ecstasy. Thematically similar to their debut, the only lasting hit it spawned was My Old School, inspired by a drug bust involving Becker and Fagen when they were at Bard College. But for a Dan fan like myself, there's plenty of meaty tracks to sink your teeth into. Showbiz Kids lampooned the nouveau riche drug culture at the time, and this track pokes fun at the spiritual enlightenment vibe of the era by juxtaposing the concept of giving away all your worldly possessions to become a Buddhist with to a peppy up-tempo beat. Off Countdown to Ecstasy, here's Bodhisattva.